Blog Talk Radio.
Quiet. It's not working. Is the music playing on your guys' side?
I got us all in the back room.
No, it ain't. I mean, I don't even see Numb on there.
She just hung up. I turned around and cut the mic on it.
Oh. Okay. Hold on 1 second. Let me try it again.
When you call it, cut the mic on your end, and I'm going to cut it on my end.
Y'all live that right now.
Weird.
I don't know. It's not working. Hold on.
Is this shit work right here?
It was just working. I swear to God.
Yeah.
I don't hear nothing.
I know.
Go ahead and get my next caller. You're saying in just a moment.
Hello, cousin.
Y'all hanging up on me and shit? No, I'm just playing. It says call has dropped.
Oh, okay. Blog Talk might be hey.
I got bands.
We're like,
hey, unmuted. Hey, like I said, man.
Turn up. Okay. Back.
Okay, you drop it off to me, and I'ma double it up. Then I'ma bring it back to you, and I want you to double it up and give it back to me. Then I'ma double it up and give it back to you, and then I want you to double that up and give it back to me. Now when I double mine and bring it back to you, I want you to double it again so I can get my doubles back in. What up?
Call somebody, tell a friend.
All right, we'll let everybody know where you do that, how you do it, and how you get down, bruh.
Man, I'm good, man. I'm good. You know, if I'm breathing, I'm blessed. That's my thing, you know. One day
hey,
at a
no
time.
Doubt. Man, you let everybody know the Twitter name, the Facebook, you know what I mean, how they can get
well,
a hold of you.
I don't really do Facebook. Yeah, I'll tell you the reason why, real quick. I don't do Facebook. When I was younger, I always used to say, man, I'd love to read people's minds and just know what they think at a moment's notice. Somebody created Facebook, and I was just like, I'm not interested anymore. So, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, now, you know, that killed that. Be careful what you wish for and all that, right?
Hey, man, hey, look, the stuff that is, like, it has shown the decline of our society. If you look at Facebook long enough, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate people that, you know what I'm saying, share their music and, you know what I'm saying, but the bathroom pics, the talking about your love life.
Yeah,
you know,
and same thing with Twitter. I mean, I love Twitter, you know, it's kind of how I got in touch with you guys and all that, but still, there'd be times that I look on there and be like, people be like, taking a shower now. Dogs, first off, how are you tweeting me in the shower? Secondly, why do I care? You know what I'm saying? Like, why do I care that you wash it up? Good. I'm glad you wash it up. That means you clean, but I don't need to know.
Yeah, I don't need to know. Like, what's up with these people that tell everything that's going on?
You know, right now, man, I'm just, you know, doing my music and doing my mixtape. Like, you know, I'm a producer and an artist. I started out as, you know, a rapper, then I fell into making the beats. You know what I'm saying? Because I had to make something to put my raps to. I was like, man, wait, this is dope. And I ended up, you know, getting on great projects like Beyonce, Pink, 3LW, 36 Mafia, Lil Flip, and I can go on and on and on. And then the person that I was with, she got real sick, and so I had to walk away for a while. You know what I'm saying? And so now she's better, and I'm back. You know what I'm saying? And I'm back with
No doubt. No doubt. So give everybody your Twitter name, bro.
The Twitter name is MikeStar529. So you can at me, at MikeStar529, and it's star with two R's.
Hey,
M-I-K-E-S-A-R-R. All right. And, you know, no Facebook or nothing, but you can hit me up on SoundCloud, too, soundcloud.com/MikeStar529. I just keep it real simple. You know what I'm saying? I meet people, you know, they be like, yo, you can hit me on Facebook, I got this name. Hit me on Twitter, I got that name. Hey, dog, you got too many names for me to follow you by, man.
How do you feel about MLK, man? What inspires you about Martin Luther King?
Well, I'm going to keep it real. If you had seen a picture of me, I was told a lot of times that, yo, man, you look like you could be, you know, part of that family. And my last name is King. And, you know, I don't know if I'm related to the man. Honestly, I just put it this way. My grandfather, he was a pimp, so he could have had kids everywhere. You know what I'm saying? As far as I know. But that being said, the whole Martin Luther King, Barack Obama thing, this is what I'll say. Martin Luther King had a dream, and in 2008, it finally came true. That's what I feel about that. Him using the Bible and, like, hell, that's good, man. Symbolism. You know what I'm saying? Nobody said anything when Ronald Reagan stood and faced the other way when he was getting inaugurated twice. You know, presidents usually face one way. He faced the total opposite way. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure he was throwing a signal somewhere, but nobody said anything. So, you know, it's all symbolism to me, man. It's just, as long as he do his job. I don't care if he uses the Bible, if he uses Abraham Lincoln's hat. Like, I don't care, man. Just, you know what I'm saying? Do your job, B. And you're good. I'm just not too deep in the politics because I create music. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be Lupe Fiasco.
All right, so do you have any MLK stories, bro?
Not really. Other than when I was younger, I just tell you how far we came as a people. You know what I'm saying? When I was younger, we didn't have Martin Luther King in our history books when I was going to school in New York City and upstate. We didn't have that. They taught you, when it came to Black history, it was two people that was mentioned, Abraham Lincoln and Harriet Tubman. That was it. That was the extent of Black history. So we
they had Harriet Tubman before they had Martin Luther King?
Nah, dog, they didn't mention that. I mean, we knew about them and everything. They didn't put them in those books. I mean, you got to understand, I went to school, I was in group homes when I started going to school and, you know, being able to read and understand what was going on, so, you know, like junior high and all that. I was in, like, almost predominantly white areas. So you know they're not going to have nothing about Black history in those books.
Hey, man, I can definitely understand that. You know what I mean?
I wasn't with my mother and father in the public school system in New York City at first. You know what I'm saying? Because I had started out in group home a long time, you know, as a young kid. So what they taught us about Black history was, you know, and the fakes like John Henry, you know, how he it's racing, it's the machine, and, you know, just little stupid things like that. But they didn't really teach us, you know, the substance of Martin Luther King or Malcolm X. You know what I'm saying? They didn't teach us any of that. You know, Frederick Douglass, none of that. They didn't teach us that.
It was bad in my area. It was so bad, we didn't even have BET. That's how bad it was in my area. I kid you not.
I had this friend, and he, you know, he was hanging out with a bunch of us, you know, a couple of blacks, Latinos, whites. We were hanging out. So one day he just came out, white dude was like, yo, how come y'all dudes always get BET, man? Yo, y'all get black entertainment. Why do we have white entertainment television? And one of my Puerto Rican cats looking at the dog. Every channel was white entertainment television. We just started crying.
It's called ABC. We got one channel.
Relax, my dude. We got one channel, man. So, and I didn't want to tell them, like, yo, at one time MTV was like apartheid, wasn't it? They paid,
they paid
no black videos. That shit looked like
something. Michael.
Michael Run DMC and Lionel Richie.
And only one of them is black.
terrible. But I'm just saying, it wasn't, you know, it's just, we've come a long way. And so that's the significance. And Barack Obama is the symbol of that. We've come a crazy long way. You know what I'm saying? But we still got far to go.
Hey, no doubt. I'm going to tell another one of my MLK stories. This MLK happened in Merced, California, on MLK. You know what I'm saying? I just got through playing hoop. You know what I'm saying? I'm rolling on MLK, and I see a bunch of brothers getting together. I'm thinking, okay, we about to have a power meeting, you know what I'm saying, on MLK. You know what I'm saying? I roll up, you know what I'm saying? Shout out, what's up, my brothers? They playing dice.
Wow. On MLK day, right?
So I get out, and I start shooting dice, too.
I thought you were going to say, so I get out. And I was trying to school it. Now I get out, you know. You know, who got the pot? I'm stopping it up. Who got the bank? I know it's MLK Day, but I still got to get money.
So on MLK, that's how you do, man.
That's horrible.
You got any music on the switchboard, you say, or is this your first? I know this is your first time calling in, but you got any music on Blast Your Thought?
You mean you want me to spit a verse?
Nah, bro, you ain't gotta spit a verse.
If you want to, I'm always ready, dog.
You know it ain't nothing. So this is what I want you to do before you spit your verse.
Okay.
Sign up to www.blastyourthoughts.com.
Well, I'm already part of it, dog. I'm already part of that community. On instant messenger, like y'all got this instant messenger that's always on. I just hit y'all like that.
Oh, he got
music upload.
So the CEO, the owner, Blast Your Thoughts Yourself, has said you have music on the switchboard.
I sent him a while ago. I sent him the beat, my song Hustle. And I don't know if y'all ever got it, but I'm not one of those people that just keep bothering y'all because I'm on the hustle. You know what I'm saying? I'm on the grind. I'm like, maybe they got it. They got 100 people that are submitting stuff to them every day. So they'll get to it when they get to it.
No doubt. Hey, if you sent it in... I don't know personally if you got it. So what happens is if you send it to teamnofilter
right.
at gmail.com,
mm-hmm.
if you send it to there, I will personally submit it.
Hey, listen, when I say I got music, I got music, man.
BLE, baby. Yeah. Tyreel the rock star. Jesse Jordan, yeah. It's a revolution right here. It's the street anthem. I'm on my uptown hustle, man. Downtown grizzle, man. Got them stuck on stupid. They don't understand, man. I'm coming to take you clowns for every dime you got. I want it all. I don't give a damn if it's mine or not. You need to give up the spot, homie, cause now it's mine. You make it, I take it, chump. That's the bottom line. You fools will want to push me off the jail. Well, middle finger to you all. I'm suffering for myself. Whatever I gotta do is sell to get what I need, man. Cats are cold. They'll just watch you bleed, man. But I'm a warrior, my
spirit's indomitable. A damn beast in this game, call me abominable. I do it all from big, small to minimal. Get three jobs or get it just like a criminal. See me selling.
I gotta do this. I had all that envelope.
I still gotta explain it. Because, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you didn't know.
Spider would have come up. Sorry, I'll be over in 12 or 3 minutes.
Young is trying to get it to bubble like Calgon. Most cats were focused on sneakers and guns and weed. I was focused on mixes and keyboards and drum machines. Somewhere along my life, somehow I became homeless. But through it all, somehow I remained focused. It's like the skies opened up for me and hit me with a ray of sun. That was enough for me. I linked up with Jesse Jordan. She told me how to get it, man. Pick up the microphone, talk it like you live it, man. And now we made it through all the fighting and tussling, flexing our muscle in. We made it hustling. Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah. The type of dude that admires the code of a hustler. Get at your man if you know you're a hustler. Throw up your hands if you know you're a hustler. Made it from nothing to something, man, in record time. See, God gave me this life, so I'ma let it shine. I really do this, man. I thought you knew this, man. And watch your friends, they may betray you like Judas, man. A street dude who ain't always up in the streets, dude. I'm fighting greedy executives out for cheap dudes. Never trust them, no matter how they like you. Cause I can never forget what Sony did to Michael. Man, just keep holding sack, but keep your soul intact. We made it out of hell, homie, and we ain't going back. You really wanna know what's up with them? Jesse Jordan and Tyrell, we really hustling. Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
let's
have
this
money. I'm hustling. I'm out here getting
done. I just hustle.
It's your main man, Corley Tutter. You are now tuned in to Blast Your Thoughts Radio. It's crazy.
Yeah, once again, it's your boy, Dope Ass Music. No S's, no C's, Mr. Googleable. Before we slap Mike Starr's hustle, all I was going to say is that anytime you send a submission to teamnofilter@gmail.com, you will receive an email confirmation letting you know that your song is uploaded, so you never have to question whether or not your song is on the switchboard. Now, back to our regular scheduled program. You know what I'm saying? We are currently celebrating MLK Day. You know what I mean? So, you know, my favorite episode, one of my favorite episodes of the Boondocks is, of course, the one with Martin Luther King when he comes back. And he looks at what black folks is doing right now. Now, as black folks, we need to get it together. Because there's way too many baby daddies and baby mamas. There's way too many twerking videos on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? There's too many. You know what I'm saying? That was, you know, shout out to Diana Ross. You know what I'm saying? I you know what I'm saying? I want muscles. You know what I'm saying? I like when people get creative with music, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? And make it, you know, especially if you know where it comes from. I like that creativity. You know what I'm saying? For all y'all cookie cutter rappers, just go to SoundClick and get you a beat and, you know what I'm saying? Be creative. Be creative. Hey, Queetie, you still online?
What up? What up? Y'all hear me?
Oh, yeah,
we hate
yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. Yo, that track is nice. Who was that? Yo, Dope, you need to send me that track, bro. It was hot.
Yeah,
yeah.
That was my man Mike Starr. Hold on, I'm gonna bring Mike Starr back on the line so he can go ahead and give out his information one more time. Hey, Mike,
yo.
People liking that slapper right there. So go ahead and give out your information one more time.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay. I just want to say thank you for playing the track, and thank you for listening to the words. I appreciate that because a lot of people, you know, they love the music, but then, you know, they don't sometimes listen to the words. And, you know, I'm a real hip-hop head, and obviously you guys are too. You know what I'm saying? I listen to words, you know, and that's what moves me in the music, not just the music itself. So I appreciate that.
Where can we find you at? Like, you got some Twitter, you got Facebook, you know, what's
yeah,
up?
Yeah, my Twitter is at Mike Starr, two R's, S-T-A-R-R, 529. It's M-I-K-E-S-T-A-R-R, 529.
Right, I'm about to hit you up right now.
I appreciate that. And then you can hit me on SoundCloud and check out the music. And I'll be putting up a new joint tonight. So, you know, I'm just going hard. Go hard or go home, right?
Right. That's what's up. That's a dope ass track. That's some dope ass music right there.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I like the way you man. That's pun intended. I appreciate that. But I like the way you keep the sample, too. That was pretty cool. I like that.
Hey, man. I'm an artist slash producer, so, you know, I do the same thing.
But I'm going to let you know a little secret. Even though I co-produced the track, that track wasn't my idea. The idea came from the girl that's singing the hook.
Hey, that's what's up, man. You know, collaborations inspire, you know what I'm saying? So get out there and network with other artists, and you get inspired, and you actually make better music sometimes when you're saying you collaborate with other people that have actual talent. Don't get the American Idol-itis, you know what I'm saying?
Would you say don't get the what-itis?
That American Idol-itis, you know what I'm saying, where you think you're hot. When you think you're hot because you sing in the shower. Or because all the homeboys in the circle tell you that you're
hot. I don't do that. And this is not me even just being on some arrogant, you know, dickhead, excuse the expression, but I know that I'm dope, but I don't live in my own bubble. I have to put the music out there to the people. Because at the end of the day, the people are the ones who make or break you. I've never seen anyone get famous without fans. Right? And the fans tell you, you know, you can be, look, I'm from New York originally. I'm living out here in Cali. Now, in New York, when it comes to hip-hop, we scrutinize a little bit more because most of us feel like we started it. You know what I'm saying? It came from us, so we have the right to judge it. And so when you listen to a lot of New York heads, they be like, man, this dude is whack, because they're from the South or they're from here, whatever. If it ain't New York, it ain't whatever. But my thing is this, there ain't no such thing as a famous whack rapper. And the reason why I say that is because if he was really, really that whack, he wouldn't have 600,000 fans. You can't make somebody like something. You know what I'm saying? And trust me, I've tried.
And that's how I feel. I don't call nobody whack because my opinion is just my opinion. Now, is there some people that maybe need to brush up on their bar game? Absolutely.
Is there some people that can use a good little spit shine and gloss on their spit game?
Yeah. Absolutely. Now, sometimes does it blow my mind that people like Future are over here famous? Hey,
wait a minute. Hey, how do you think I feel? I live down the block from Waka Flocka when I was in Queens. I'm holy trying to figure that out.
But at the end of the day, I can't say nothing. There are people that like their music.
Absolutely. There are people like to this day. I mean, at first, when I heard Trinidad James, I was going to open my window, just jump out. I just figured it was over. I just figured the end of the world just came and nobody told me. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't gonna front. Like, it's one of those things, I don't know about y'all, but when you go into a club and you hear that same song, it's a different feeling.
It is.
You find yourself nodding your head, you're like, yo, I hate this song, but you're nodding your head.
Hey, because when I read the lyrics on that Trinidad James song, I read the lyrics. I said, this is written in kindergarten. I said, I can imagine it written in crayon. But the song goes so hard. The song goes so hard, you can't deny it. You just be look at. And don't you just wish you could write a song like that where everybody will slap it just so you can get famous? And then I can get on my Nas stuff. After, I just want one song where I can get famous.
Absolutely. Well, look. Wait. But what did one of the greatest rappers of all time say? Jay-Z. I dumbed down my lyrics and I doubled my dollars. You criticize before, yet y'all all yell holler. Right?
Martin Luther King rolling over in his grave right now.
A little bit. When I see some of the videos and hear the records that are out, I'm like, man, if Malcolm or Martin was alive right now, he'd be like, this is what we fought for? Like, really? For you to have tight jeans that you can sag? Really? All right.
Hey, for all you fat people that's wearing skinny jeans looking like a damn microphone, y'all need to cut that out. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no. Yo, I'm tweeting that later. I'm stealing that. I'm just letting you know. That's going to be one of my rhymes or something. I'm stealing that.
Hey,
it's just all these fat people that are wearing skinny jeans that look like a microphone. Yo.
Hey. The other one that killed me is the video has nothing to do with the song. At least my man Trinidad James stuck with the concept. There's gold everywhere. Okay. When the video is talking about some, and all you got is six women, half naked, shaking throughout the whole video, and you throwing dollars. That don't have nothing to do with the video.
Well, Playboy, let's keep it real, because obviously you're a real dude as far as hip hop, and you understand what it is. This is the reason why people like Kanye West win. You understand what I'm saying? Because his videos, even if the video has absolutely nothing to do with the song, it's totally not a thrown together, let's just put the car in, such and such and such. It's still a visual thing that you want to see. You know what I'm saying? And Michael Jackson understood that. You know, not everything that Michael did had everything to do with the song, but it was so dope that you didn't care because you were given an experience. And video-wise, I mean, like, the video that I have for the song Hustle, that's just something that we did because at the time, you know, we were suffering from a disease called Funzalo. So, you know what I'm saying? When the funds come in, we'll shoot a video, and the video is going to be something that everybody's going to want to see. Because I don't want to, and the video that we did right now is hot. It's still better than what's out right now. I mean, really, dog. It's so easy for me to go get three good-looking girls and some cars, and I'm just not going to do that, man. Personally speaking, I'm a movie head too. When I watch a movie, you got to take me somewhere. So if I watch a video, you got to take me somewhere. And when I saw Through the Wire, I thought that was one of the greatest videos I'd ever seen in my life, because it took me somewhere and it told a story. And that's what I was trying to do with the video for Hustle. I wanted to take you somewhere and tell a story, not just me with girls that I've never seen and that I would probably never get if I wasn't a rapper. You understand?
Look, I ain't even gonna get on that subject.
I'm not trying to take it there either. I'm just saying, and I'm not really trying to, you know, crap on anybody, whatever. I mean, if cats feel some sort of way about it, then they just got to take it that way. Because the way I feel is like, a lot of these dudes in hip hop are good actors. They have not lived the street life. They have no clue what it is to be out in the streets and do what I've done to get to this point in life. You know what I'm saying? When I hear him talking, I'm like, you never sold drugs. You was never in the trap. Because if you was, you would never talk about it the way you talk about it.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? Because anyone that's been in that life, anyone who's went through what I went through to get here, they don't talk about it like that. It's not a badge of honor to them.
And they definitely don't glorify it.
They talk about it from a reflective standpoint. When you listen to my rhymes, I talk to you from a reflective standpoint because it's what I went through, and I'm telling you that if you do the dumbness that I did in certain areas or the dumbness that my boys did, this is where you're going to end up.
Hey, no doubt. Hey, man, Mike Starr, man, I appreciate you, you know, saying, rocking out with me. I got to get to some more callers.
Absolutely.
Man, don't go nowhere. Man, hold on to the line. We're going to get some more MLK up in the building.
All right, absolutely, man. Thanks a lot for having me, man. And I'll be back, and I'll be sending you more music.
For sure.
All right, for sure. Peace.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, shout out to my man, Mike Starr. Hey, I got 201 in the building hanging out. Appreciate you calling in, you know what I'm saying, just listening. Now, me, I'm going to go ahead and take this next caller. Calling from the 216, last four digits, 9867. What it do?
What's up? What's happening? What's going on, homie?
Hey, man, I like that. I like how you came through with all that positive energy, bruh. You know what I'm saying? Let everybody know where you do that, how you do it, and how you get down.
Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate that, man.
You know what I mean? Go ahead and give out that Twitter information. Let them know where you at, how you doing, where you doing at.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, this is Crybaby Gangsta, man. I'm checking in, man, from Cleveland, man. Y'all can follow me on Facebook. I'm one of the newest hosts to the Next to Blow family. We're going to be on January 30th, every Wednesday night. We'll be doing the Next to Blow or the Hell No segment. So I'm just calling in, checking in, showing my love. They can follow me on Facebook, and 2013 going to be a good year for us, homie.
Oh, hell no.
Hey, Crybaby.
Hey, what's up? What's happening? What's happening?
I didn't even know who to say. It's just Miss Queen T.
What's up, Queen? What's going on?
Hey, you when the brother said cry, you know, when you said Crybaby, the first thing I thought about was Johnny Depp. Now, I mean, hey,
yep.
And I was like, that's my movie, though. You know what I'm saying? That's when the fat Ricky Lake. Not the
right,
skinny one. I like the skinny
and that's,
one. Like
that's
the
where
one.
I got the concept from. I got the concept from that movie. Crybaby, with him and Ricky Lake. That was her first. That was her first appearance. That was her first screen appearance ever. Before the Ricky Lake show and all of that.
No, I mean, today.
Hey, don't.
Oh,
no. Yeah. I don't mean to cut you out, boss. But since you were after that damn Donald Ross shit, and then you just know where that damn shit come from, we need to get your ass on Jeopardy. We need to make the money while you sitting in this goddamn room with all that shit. Get some of that shit out so we can make some money, boss. I'm banging Jeopardy right now. At least the Wheel of Fortune, you can pick an alphabet. I know you know what alphabet coming up.
That was
all
right.
We tried to blow that. Damn. I'm out, man. Come on.
Hell no.
Hey, that was the CEO. That was Russell Simmons himself. Blast your thoughts, you know what I'm saying, chiming in. He does it every now and then. He just come on, you know what I'm saying, because he owns shit. He just come on whenever you want to. You know
right.
You know what I mean? But today we're talking about MLK, man. So you're saying, what inspires you about MLK?
About Martin Luther King? Well, just his courage, man. His courage to step up and you know, it's brave, you know, when you're in the United States and you have a vision. And there's so many powers, you know, that come against you, especially as being a black person. So that's what inspired me the most about him, you know, is just his courage. You know, he was brave to just, you know, have the mission that he had.
Yeah, because I'm letting you know right now, hey, if this was 1960 and you had to rely on dope-ass music to get bit by dogs, get cattle prodded, rock stone at me, spending a night in jail, all that other stuff, it'd be 2012, we'd still be in the back of the bus right now.
Right.
So shout out to Martin Luther King, because I'm going to be honest with you, because I ain't going to do it. Now, well, you're saying, now, if the Ku Klux Klan came to my house, would I have put a couple of shots in their ass? Absolutely. But I'm not going out there getting sick with the dogs and all that. I can't do it.
Right. That's real talk.
You know what I mean? Now, everybody should have an MLK story. You know what I'm saying? What about you? Can you tell a time when you was either on Martin Luther King or on Martin Luther King Day that you can remember?
Wow. You know what? And that's a hard one because I can't even think of none right now.
Oh, well, it's okay. I got another story about one time I was on Martin Luther King. So one day I was, you know saying, I was walking with, you know, this white girl. You know saying? This is back when I used to date them. I used to date white girls long, 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 long time ago. You know saying? Before I knew better. No, I'm just playing. But no, not. So I'm walking on Martin Luther King. This is in the town, right? And, you know what I'm saying, I'm on Martin Luther King. And then a car full of brothers said, hey, you with that white girl? I'm like, hell no. So we all jumped her together.
This is crazy. Wow.
And I hope she's okay. I tried to call her, but she didn't answer my phone calls. But you're saying, don't be on MLK with a white girl.
That's messed up.
That's not a good look. But you're saying, I stopped dating white girls after that.
Wow.
Hey, I know I'm going to hell. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. Hey, but we got 15 minutes left in the show. And I appreciate you calling and cry, baby. Once again, next to blow, you know y'all family. You're saying y'all can call in anytime.
Ain't no doubt.
Hey, let them know once again where they can find you at and what time your show's going to be on.
We're starting January 30th. We'll be on 9 p.m. to 11 Eastern time. And I think that's, Queen, what is it?
That's 8 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Yeah, 8 to 10 Central, 9 to 11 Eastern Time. Starting January 30th, we'll be rocking out.
Yo, dope. I think you're going to like this show. It's me and Magasi have put it together. We got 5 outstanding, fucking crazy-ass personalities, like Crybaby, Mr. Crybaby Gangsta over here is one of them. So. It's going to be hot, yo. It's going to be hot.
Hey, you already know, I support Next to Blow till the wheels fall off, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tune in. I get my daytime minutes up. You know what I'm saying? I'm good. I'm in there.
He's taking his daytime minutes up.
Yeah, he in the Bay Area, though. So, you know, they're like 3 hours ahead of y'all. So, he, you know, he don't got some free minutes. He got some rollover minutes. Yeah.
I got the rollovers. No, I mean, aim for the wet spot. Hey, that's what it do. Hey, we got about 15 minutes left. I'm going to go ahead and slap some more music. I see my man Jay Smooth in the building. Hey, this is for all the real hip-hop artists on the planet. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man CG the Prince. You know what I'm saying? Just listen to what we're talking about right now.
It started 1988, the dad picked up a microphone. I got a thirst for battle, so my warrior skills I've honed. The mic, my fucking sword, my beak, my fucking shield. I'm bitches in these fucking trips, going blood on the battlefield. On my fight, laughing as I take your life. Investment to your kids and wife. Pillage your crew, barking you, scarring you. Dragging bodies down the fucking avenue. I'm vicious and malicious, as I said, I'm destroying you. A sniper with my weapon, got a barrage like a Mac-11. Gonna spray when I say, melee rounds all day. Undercuts of fire, watch the rounds hit the ground. Thunder rings count from the clap of the strap as I lay them down. Double time, double tap, when I rap, pull my strap. Red or black, my Uzi fat. With my rifle, find you in my throat. Hang you from a rope, mark you dope. By the nigga dope, nothing but fire. So there's only smoke. Get a real job, rapping doesn't pay the rent. I hit the studio, cause that's where all my money went. Get a real job, rapping doesn't pay the rent. I hit the studio, cause that's where all my money went. No hope, killing Cali, in the valley, in an alley, wear your best, armor pierces through your chest, who is next, price of death, ain't no rest, left you a bloody mess, lyrically some flawless, victory, it's not a game, it's such a shame, get the fame, reduce the hooks and chains, where the success man, daily drumming up, take his lifestyles again, bitches, hoes is how it goes, popping bottles 20 inches, people's wishes leave me in stitches, fucking rap, that's what the fuck I do, I'm slapping real shit when I roll up next to you. Head knocking, trunk rocking, air gas, bleeping, lyrical content. That's what.
everyone ever heard him. Sorry. Sorry. Around comes around 360 degrees. Back where I started now. Just a little prodigy, avoiding karma's prophecy. What goes around comes around, it must be next to me. Lightning and shouts as I composed of a story. No happily ever after, all pain gained glory. Love's always found me, love simply ignored me. But they all stood right there and claimed they adore me. Never gave anyone all of me. I never felt that they deserved it. So now that I'm ready for love, how do I convince them that I'm worth it? I thought Cupid was stupid, creating fiction or illusion. 6 months in, here comes the real conclusion. Every minute's a new minute. So 1 minute I love you, 1 minute I want you, 1 minute I want you, 1 minute I don't. All I know is, oh, I want you to stay, stay. I want you to stay. What do? My mouth says no, but my heart desires you. Polished exterior, damaged interior. Walls plastered, covering up holes. How superior, I have broken so many hearts. I took so many souls, now it's looking for me. Where do I go? For God's sake, I was young when I made these mistakes. All I wanted to do is eat and have my cake. But even with a new recipe, I'm too afraid to bake. I want you to stay, but cocky push you away. Disgusted of the bad days, yeah. I'm paranoid when we have good days. To every name in my little black book. Breaking your heart wasn't as easy as it looked. And I apologize to anyone I affected. To the ones that loved me and felt neglected. Huh, I'm screaming. I want you to stay. Around 360 degrees, back where I started now. Just a little prodigy, avoiding karma's prophecy. What goes around comes around, it must be next for me. What goes around comes around, it must be next for me. What goes around comes around, it must be next for me. From the bottom of my heart, I write upon the script. Understand, I apologize, and this is it. Had plenty of casualties, it's never devastated me. Artist and the writer produced momentarily. Image has living, hand painted sensing. Yet no clarity at all, just seems to be vivid. I understand that you love me, you scream it from your soul. But now I'm here, I'm about to give you back control. To everyone that ever put my name upon their soul. To everyone that ever put my name upon their soul.
Yo, 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 y'all know who it is. She homie, Ty the CEO. I'm tuning in with the Team No Filter show. Mr. Google Boo, what it do? Real nigga shit music. Turn your fucking volumes up. Blast your thoughts radio. Bang, baby, huh?
Hey, what you do? It's your boy, Dope Ass Music, once again in the building. Hey, what it do, Jay Smooth?
What's going on, big homie?
Hey, nothing much. Hey, I'm feeling privileged right now. I got next to blow. I got my man Jay Smooth calling in, you know what I mean?
Hell
celebrating
yeah.
His MLK, you know what I mean? Let everybody know where you do that, how you do it, and how you get down, bruh.
Hey, it's MLK every day, you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
MLK
Smooth,
everything.
Hey, Smooth for governor, tequila for everybody, baby.
It's MLK pussy for everyone.
Oh, you trying to be president? You said, fuck, I'm trying to be president.
What's going on, man? I'm glad I got to make it on your radio show. I actually had called Next to Blow, try to jump on through Next to Blow, but it didn't happen. So I just hung up and I dialed straight your number.
That's what's up, man. Hey, let everybody know about your show. Let them know everything about you, man, because, you know, I support you, man.
That's what's up. I appreciate that, man. Well, yeah, definitely. I'm on, man. Jazz Live Radio on Blog Talk. You know, Blog Talk has got some talented radio people, dog. That's just crazy.
Hey, you know what I mean? So, hey, let him know. You say, this is my man from Tallahassee. He's a humble dude. I'm going to spill out all his information for you. This is my man, Jay Smooth, you know what I'm saying, from the Jay Smooth Show. He out there in Tallahassee, not me holding it down. So let us know what MLK means to you, my brother.
It means MLK. You really want to know the true meaning or J.R. Smooth?
Hey, this is no filter, man. You can say whatever the hell you want to say.
Nah, man. You got me on that one. No, MLK is every day. That's all I got to say. We celebrate
every
day.
Every day, you know what I'm saying? Every day you can get out, you can make a choice whether you can go to work or not go to work, whether you can go into a restaurant, whether you can, you know what I'm saying, try on some clothes, you know what I'm saying, keep the tag on, make sure you have a nice time, and take that shit back.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to go to a restaurant, you can go to Denny's, you know what I'm saying, eat the food, say that shit was horrible, and ask for a refund. Oh, that's MLK, baby.
Man,
do you guys have an MLK in your city? Do you guys have an MLK Boulevard or street in your city?
Dallas does. Dallas, Texas.
I know that. I was telling about one time when I was out there at Oak Cliff on Martin Luther King, and it was on 4th of July. It was on 4th of July, and the little homies out there was shooting fireworks at people's cars because, you know, everybody was cruising on the strip. And so it was like bumper to bumper, and they was just aiming at cars. You know what I mean? So, yeah, MLK. You're saying that the buckery that happens on MLK, like another time I was saying I was on MLK, you know what I'm saying? Brothers was congregating in front of a church, you know, so I thought they was having a power meeting. So I get up, I say, what's up, my brothers? They shooting dice. So I joined in, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? It's just all, you know, stuff that happens on MLK. Or another time, you know, so I was walking with a white girl, MLK. Bunch of brothers jumped up in the car, say, hey, you with this white girl? I said, no. And I left her there. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? MLK means everything to everybody, something different. But on a real note, MLK, what it means to dope ass music is I have the freedom to be who I am, you know, every single day. That's some real shit. I have the right to be on this radio show, say all the fuckery, rockery, whatever I want to say on this show, you know what I'm saying? And not even the white man can stop me. You know what I'm saying? Unless, of course, we don't pay our Blog Talk bill, then they can shut us down. Other than that, I say what the hell I want to say.
Yeah. That's what's up, man.
A lot of people don't know that, Martin Luther King, his legacy lives on, but you're saying read about MLK. You're saying find out he has some interesting stuff. The autobiography. You're saying he likes fucking with the hoes. He smoked the menthols. You're saying he sipped alcohol and he shot pool like a pool dart. So you're saying find out interesting things about the man, but remember his legacy.
Hey, can I give a real quick shout out?
Man, go ahead, bro.
Shout out to everybody tuned in, man. I'm gonna keep calling in, tuning into your radio show now that I got the number. But big shout out to everybody tuned in.
Can I come home with you?